Gotta put some stank
in your
yeah
ideas. They
because they
you
warn you
always
about following through. You just playing golf, follow through.
yeah
Farting, don't follow through.
don't follow through whatever you do, don't follow through in that situation. But your
And
problem
then
was like, oh, I've got a great title for a song, I've got great lyrics for a song, I really didn't let it
yeah,
go.
I'm singing and I'm thinking golf. I should be thinking. Oh no, I know my songs were very like farts, so I can't remember what my point was here to begin with. But in any case, it's not too late. 37 is not too late. It's too
Yo,
late, isn't it? It's
someone
way
in the
too
office,
late.
someone in the office was only saying that someone only won their first major at 35 and they went on to win loads.
Yeah, I
Like,
remember. I
yeah.
remember famously Stephen Hendry didn't win the World Snooker Championship until he was, what was he, 17? So I mean,
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then he went on to
fucking
win loads.
16 years in a row, didn't even place, didn't even fucking qualify for the fucking thing. Then bam, he wins it. So you know, it's not too. You'll get that on.
Yeah.
You'll get it in real life from people who don't love you very much. So I suppose it shouldn't make. It shouldn't be surprising that you'll get it online because those people don't love you. Where it's like, also too late for me to consider, and then insert whatever you want. And it doesn't matter what age you are, and it doesn't matter what the thing is. A cacophony of never too late, bro. Go for it, you know. Lot of 79-year-old apprentices in the electrical trade these days. Would people won't even bat an eyelid.
Sure, look, sure. Diamond Dallas Page didn't start wrestling until he was 35.
I mean, and nobody even batted an eyelid.
No
You
one
know what I
even batted
mean?
an eyelid.
Was like,
Now
but
it
they're
does
too.
help if you're like 6'3", incredibly charming, naturally quite athletic.
And also, like, sort of were already in the business. Like he hadn't had a match, but he'd been a manager for a hot minute.
There you go. So
Yeah.
yeah, so we hadn't started.
Yeah, he
So
hadn't. He hadn't.
what you're saying is I just need to manage more Rory McIlroy briefly.
I think
And
we just managed
then
Rory McIlroy briefly. Yeah.
I can
That
get into golf.
wrestling probably. I mean, it's you're not like there's a reason people bring up Dallas Page and then nobody else, right? When that story happens. But it's like one of those things where it's more possible than in other things. Because it kind of doesn't matter how entertaining you are around football. You know, you don't get to be on the team unless you know, they
Yeah.
don't go like, yeah, I mean, fuck yeah, he really doesn't make the first 11 on footballing ability, but he can really talk him into the seats, you know.
Yeah. I think that person does kind of exist though. In foot like surely okay, who's a good see, okay, I've got no good examples.
You
I'm
have
like
no
in the NFL
examples.
because I'm like in the NFL, I'm like all the guys who are also great shit talkers that I'm thinking of were also unbelievable players.
Yeah. No,
Yeah, it's that it's like
yeah.
being unbelievable player is a permission to play, like is a like base level expectation. And then you're gonna sell a lot more fucking shirts, but your name does need to be on the shirt first for you to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, look at you can be if you're Jake Paul, you can be a professional boxer. You know, that's.
That's true. We're forgetting about other faker sports like boxing.
Like boxing, yeah. I remember that Futurama joke, which was something like, "Oh man, I thought robot pro wrestling was real, like wrestling, and not fake, like boxing or whatever it was." And it's like, yeah, boxing is faker because you're not.
Because
It's
it's lying to your face. Real friends stab you in the front.
yeah. It's like the opposite of when Vince McMahon is like, "We feel like you're tired of having your intelligence insulted." You know, like the boxing promoter is like, "We do not feel like you were tired of that."
We
We're
don't feel like you have intelligence to insult.
going
Bye.
to
Thanks for the cheddar.
yeah, we're not insulting your intelligence. We're denying its existence. And how many fucking poor boxing promoters do you know?
Not a lot. Not actually. I know
Granted, I can
zero.
name two, and they're the biggest ones, so I guess they wouldn't be poor.
Yeah, and that's what Don King and the guy who does Katie Taylor's fights. Don
I
King
was
might be
think
poor. Don King might have
Don
lost
King
it all
could be, he
somehow.
seems like the kind of guy who could just buy a very expensive diamond and then lose it, and then he wouldn't have any money anymore. Yeah, he seems like that kind of guy. No, I
He
was thinking like
kind of
Bob
seems like the
Bob.
guy who might have always been poor, who kind of like never really figured out how to make money for himself.
Yeah, so something of a Colonel Tom Parker figure in the boxing world. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
Yeah,
because like I.
he was the rube. He was the rube this whole time.
It's like I don't think people wear that much jewelry if they're really rich, you know. I don't see
No, no.
Bob Arum walking around fucking dripping in sweat. Well, maybe he does.
Yeah, it's
When's the
like
last
that
time you heard
thing
anyone talk?
where you can tell how much, like on the path of how much money you have, it's like you've got no money, no watch, and then it's like you've got like a Swatch watch, then you've got an Apple watch, then you've got a Rolex, and then you've got no watch.
No watch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a guy with a Rolex, you know, has exactly enough money to buy one Rolex. That's the only, like, you know, for sure about it.
No, he used to have exactly enough money to buy one Rolex.
Yeah,
Now he has
now he's
one.
got, yeah,
Now
now
he
he
has
ain't
one
got
Rolex and an
shit.
ex-wife.
Yeah, now, yeah.
The
secondary market for Rolexes is a lot better than the secondary market for ex-wives, though, if you've noticed recently.
Yeah, that is
Yeah.
true.
Because there's a lot of the grind set people, you know, they have Rolexes and they make pretty smart business decisions. I was watching a documentary about this fellow, has his own university, actually.
Yeah, he must be
Yeah.
pretty smart.
He would have to be because even like, I mean, you think about like a Harvard professor, right? Like that's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, and he's only one professor. He's not John Harvard, you know? But
How
this
nutty
fellow.
was
I'm
he,
loving
though?
the idea that John Harvard is this like giga-brained, Yeah.
like giant cone-headed man who's just like, I know.
Yeah. And it's become less, I mean, it's less impressive now that the internet exists, but prior to internet, you could just ask John Harvard something. He just knew.
He just
He
knew
could,
it. Yeah,
like, or he could call Bill Yale or, you know, any of those other guys if you wanted to, or he never called Stephen Trinity very often. But Stephen Trinity did weigh in on the thing, whether it was, who was he making fun of for having his own university? Was it Dennis Prager? I mean, that would have been who, I mean, he called it Prager University, PragerU. You got to be a real dickhead to call it after yourself. No, I was obviously talking about the much subtler university purveyor, Andrew Tate, who didn't call it Tate University.
Because
He
that was
called it
taken,
Leisler
I
University.
assume.
It was taken, yeah.
He called it Yale University.
Do you think, like, there's definitely a Tate University, 1,000,000%. Do you think the 100%.
owners of Tate University were like, yeah, Tate, no? Okay, when you Google it, Hustlers University does come up, not
That's
like.
the one.
It's
He's
called
so,
Hustle University.
yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sorry, Jack, but were you under the impression here that it was going to teach you a load of liberal nonsense, like a liberal
No.
arts degree, you know?
No.
Surely
I
you
just know that
knew.
I'm not going to no second class school. I want to go to Cat Williams Hustlers Academy and nothing else.
The Cat Williams Academy is a feeder prep school for Hustlers University,
But
actually.
they don't have adjunct professor Rick Ross, because every day he's hustling.
He is every day hustling. Even yeah, think about a humanities professor, like pretty smart people. They're not at it every day, you
No, they're
know?
not. They take
No.
weekends off, you know? They take weekends, but not Well, I
Professor
don't know.
Ross.
Like a humanities professor, like I don't know, if you're doing like film critique and you like go to the cinema at the weekend, it's like, oh, fucking Busman's University.
Oh, God.
Why was I
Busman's
here?
University. I'd go to that. But now the key is, no matter what move you're about, whatever unpredictable move you're about to pull on the road, hazard lights first.
Hazard lights first.
And the only thing anyone will know is to just generally avoid this lunatic. Well, that's more of a taxi driver move than a bus driver move, which is just, I've put my hazard lights on, so who fucking knows what this is about to be?
So anything could happen. Head on a
Anything could.
swivel.
It very often means I'm stopping here. And like a bunch of tourists are getting out.
Yeah.
And it is your job not to hit them, and not my
If you're a
problem if you
cyclist, you can be guaranteed I cannot or will not see you.
do. I'm
I
opening
refuse
my
to see
that passenger. You will not believe how wide open that passenger door is going to go. You'll
Yeah.
think it's a door. How far could it go? But you're never going to give it enough.
The door gets in its own smaller taxi to go across the street.
Yeah. There's that little a little moment when you're trying to figure out what way the door is coming, because like if it's towards you, you're kind of good. If you see it in time, your best move is just sort of lean into it and like hope it closes, hope they have, you know. But if it's the other way, you're fucked, you know. Plus, my skill of moving a taxi door out of the way isn't what it was when I was a younger man. Used to
Do
be
you think
somewhat more of a juggernaut type character, you know?
like Aragorn through the double door is just boof?
Yeah. On the fucking juggernaut, bitch. Vinnie Jones's line from X-Men.
Oh. Maybe his only line from X-Men Maybe his on only line. reflection. Yeah, originally the character was supposed to have no lines.
No. It does seem like that period that the internet had, or movies had, of just letting the internet name things. It's where we got Snakes on a Plane. It's like the Butthead Memorial Auditorium. I knew we shouldn't let the children name that one. All that
Yeah.
stuff, you know.
But it's the Buddy McBoatface-ification Yeah.
I preferred it, dude, and it will. I know that it's worse, and as well, but I preferred it when they were like Hitler did nothing wrong. You know what I mean? That was going to be the name of the new Snapple flavor. Because
Yeah.
Buddy
At least
McBoatface is
you could tell
funny.
they were joking. Or at least
Yeah.
I hope you could tell they were joking. Whereas now it's like new Snapple flavor, fucking Donald Trump for life, baby.
Donald
Like
Trump for life,
if
baby.
it's not
Nah,
MAGA, I am
Snapple.
boycotting Snapple.
Snapple
But
seems like it would be aggressively on the other side, like a yeah, I
Ben
can
and
kid
Jerry's
kid kid
level.
Rock would be like shooting bottles of Snapple with his with a Tech Nine or some gun you're not supposed to have, but that he's allowed to have because the White House gave it to him. Yeah. Second Amendment rights. By the time Joe Biden's finished, we're not going to have any Second Amendments left. That's a good part. That's a pretty good thing to say. Gets a good
That's
reaction there at the old rallies. I will say it for the Trumpinator. You kind of don't expect him to keep having rallies when he's already won.
yeah,
But boy, does he.
but boy, does he.
He
Yeah,
just lo
yeah.
and like he didn't stop at any point when he wasn't president. He just loves him a good fucking
He
rally,
just,
man.
yeah, that's
Of
the thing.
course.
He found out what he loves, and it's very
Yes.
long, very boring ceremonies about him.
Dude, they're so fucking like you own because I had this idea in my head that they would be like that they'd be exciting because you see the highlights, you see fireworks, you see Kid Rock, you see Tucker Carlson, and I can't tell you which one of those three I'm more excited to see, but you can guess.
It's tough. It's the tuck job.
It's the
It's
tuck
the tuck
job
job.
every time. But when yeah, they're 3 hours long, and it's like 30 seconds of Tucker and fireworks and bears. Oh my! The rest of it is just like you wouldn't believe. This next person raised $100,000 for my campaign, and they're going to speak for 30 seconds. Then we're going to take a photograph. And guys, I'm not going to do the dance. You were expecting the dance, but I'm not doing the dance. And then eventually he does do the dance,
He
but by the
does the
time,
dance.
you know, that he does.
I did try and listen to the Liberation Day speech live, basically, just because I was walking and I was like, I listened to it for 5 minutes and I could feel like the brain rot. Like I'd never listened to it for that long in a row before, and I was just like, he's saying, he hasn't said a word. He hasn't said a word. He
mean,
hasn't finished a sentence.
at least Barack Obama had a lyrical quality to saying nothing. You know, you really did. You were hours after an Obama speech before you went, he didn't say anything. But you were, but he completely, Trump, it's more like, it's like you eat at McDonald's and it's like, I'm hungry. I'm not even, I'm still eating it, and I'm,
Yeah,
you know I'm still
I'm
hungry.
hungry, I'm shitting myself, and I'm 12 pounds heavier. What the fuck
What has happened here? Although I saw Bill Maher, a celebrity genius, and he does insist to be called that, Bill Maher.
happened? Oh, award-winning celebrity genius, Manus. You don't want to get sued.
He got invited to the White House for dinner with Trump, and he went, and he's like reporting on it, and it was just bonkers because he's just so amazed that Trump would have like basic courtesy with him, and like
Yeah.
was like fairly charming one to one. So he's just blown away, and he's like, "This guy's the greatest guy." He
Yeah,
just.
it's like that really annoys me about the sort of about like the worst elements of the intellectual left is they're so like so comfortable with the kind of trappings of power that if anyone who's rich is in any way nice to them, they're like, oh yes, you know? It's like you can't say the things that Bill Maher says and then act like that and expect to be taken seriously. It's like have some fucking like have a backbone, you know? I'm
He's
on your
also
side, but you need to fucking have a backbone.
it's yeah there's like there's I understand that like you do want to be like magnanimous and like you and like I do appreciate an element of that, but it's like, but bro, I don't know, man. Yeah, there is a time for just being like, I don't think I'm going to that dinner.
Yeah,
Like,
what could be gained, you
what can
know?
I possibly
It's
gain? I mean, because he, I'm like, well, this is who Bill Murray is, by the way, as well. Because when he's telling me, he's like, and you know, we were having dinner, and you know what? He just stopped and he said to me, Bill, you seem like a smart guy. What do you think about the Iran nuclear crisis? You know? And I told him, I said, Mr. President, he's like, Bill, at the point that he's fucking asking you, at no point can you not just go, oh, this is just a thing he does. No, he's
yeah.
not. Bill, he doesn't give a shit, and neither do I give a
He
shit
doesn't
what you think
care. He
about
doesn't care
that.
about you, Bill. It's like Bill Maher is like had like a string of bad boyfriends, and every single time it's like,
It's
Bill,
like this one.
he can't go back to Trump, Bill. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about any, as far as I can tell, he doesn't care about anyone. He has been like honing this like charisma for fucking 50 years. Like, you're not above it, Bill.
Like, of course he's good at that. What is you like? What like? Of course he's good at that. Other rich person comes to dinner. I think he can figure that interaction out, Bill. You know?
It's also like, Bill, I'm not sure, this is me supposing, but Bill seems like he'd be in the camp of comparing Trump to Hitler. And like, I'm gonna say it, like, there are fucking similarities. But what does he think Hitler's like? He's like, and if Hitler invited me over to dinner, it'd be like, no, I fucking hate you, Bill Maher. Rah! Rah, hate me, Bill. You know, like he'd be fucking charming. Like, because like he's a fucking diplomat. Like, people can be, you know?
Yes, of course. Of course Hitler would be charming. I want to get that on a t-shirt now. Gavin reckons Hitler charming. No, I someone who had worked with Bill Maher, I don't mean to pick on too much, because again, like, yeah, it's not like I disagree with this, most of the things he says. It's just like he's just got such an obnoxious quality to it. But it was like trying to explain how people like him can be so off the pace, clearly not stupid, but come across as stupid. And it's because when you get to a certain level, like, it doesn't register with me just quite how tied in and famous he is, especially to the political types. So it's
Bill
like,
Maher?
yeah, like,
Yeah, okay, yeah,
well,
okay.
the point is, right? So there could, like, there can be stuff that anyone would figure out, right, or know. But if you just watch the news, but Bill doesn't watch the news. If Bill wants to know what's going on with in Gaza, Bill can ring the Israeli foreign minister on the phone. You know, and he'll tell him.
Yeah, he'll tell him something.
Yeah, so you're like, well, how could he be so uninformed? Because he knows the guy. It'd be, you know, and you 9 times out of 10, it's, hey, there's something going on over there, I'll ring the guy who'd know, you know. But if that guy's Bibi Netanyahu or someone like that, I said, well, maybe, you know, he might not tell you the truth, Bill, you know, on this one. But So it's a, oh, here's a fun conspiracy that's hurting no one that I couldn't believe was real. And you won't believe it's real, but it's in the New York Times. And I'm not saying they never lie, but I can't see them lying
But
about
they've got a
this.
higher bar for the truth than most conspiracy theorists.
When Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife go to the White House, they bring their washing, their dirty washing, to be laundered.
That can't be fucking real.
I thought the same thing.
That's
Google
such
it.
A fib.
Google it, bro.
What the fuck?
I normally
I don't even know why that's a flex. I just need to figure out why.
I would not normally grind the show to a halt to have you Google this, but it's worth, because I thought the same thing you thought. I was like, oh, come on. Like, I mean,
surely
I'm
not.
I'm not an Israel guy, but give me a fucking break. It was one of those ones as well where it's like, I better look this up, because if this isn't true, it is hurtful. Because if this isn't true, it sort of is anti-Semitic, right? But if he really does it, which, you find it?
Yeah, there are multiple articles.
What the fuck is going on there?
What is that, a power play? The opposite? I don't know.
The only thing I could think, and I could be way off, is that I bet you, with every piece of laundry they launder, I bet you get it back in some sort of White House daily.
Yeah.
I bet if you leave a suit in, it comes back to you in like a White House dry cleaning bag thing. So I bet you, in the circles he moves out in at home, it's like a really big dick move to, like, that's all your suits are in those. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it's not the most sensible thing in the world, but what the fuck? Like, a lot of people say a lot about the Netanyahus. I've never heard them accused of being, like, poor, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, all he needs to get is washing done at the fucking White House.
Sorry, this has also been going on for fucking years.
Yeah.
And, like, this is, like, reported in, like, 2020, about 2018.
I wasn't bringing this one up unless it was true.
Yeah, the inclusion of laundry expenses. Like, and this goes back to 2016. What the fuck? This is some sort of, like, yeah, there's something else here. Like, he likes the kind of memorabilia that it comes back with. But, like,
I realize he's been in power a long time. And that maybe, like, he realized, oh, if you've got something dirty, they'll fucking wash it. You know, you take it off, it comes back to you laundry in the morning. And maybe, like, it started off where he was like, man, I wonder, I've got a nice Charvet shirt that Charlie Haughey sent me in the 80s. I bet you they really get it crisp, you know, in the White House. I wonder if I brought that with me in addition to the clothes I'm wearing. And then they did it, and it was like the best.
Yeah.
It was like,
now maybe this was like a joke that's gotten out of hand, that they're like, all right, this used to be so crisp, so fresh, so clean. Who's gonna get this back to its original brilliant white? There's only one house in the world can pull that off.
Barry Scott's house from Silipan.
Barry Scott's.
I mean, I grant you.
If we get an invite there, we'll go for the second best.
If I'm getting an invite to Barry Scott's house, and he's going to bang the dirt away, trust me, I'm probably bringing a few bits. I bet you that's the only like human one that makes sense to me is he just bit by bit was like, fuck me, but you've never seen a shirt like this. Like, it wasn't this nice when it was new. And then, and then his wife's like, we got the dress. That was an expensive dress. Remember, we wore it to the thing and you spilled the wine, and now it's... He's like, I fucking bet you, if anyone can get that fucking wine stain out of a dress, it'd be... I bet you in the White House, they're pretty concerned with getting stains out of dresses.
And also, it would be the kind of place that there's been a woman who's been there since the 70s, who's just best at it. And she's an institution of the state at this point. She's one job and she's class at it.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton.
Hello.
Hello.
She was the, what? Because she was
you
Obama.
You want somebody who's good at cleaning dirty laundry, not creating it. Am I right?
Okay. I'm more into airing mine out in public. You got anybody for me on that one?
New rule, people. If you're going to bring your laundry to the White House,
you better have a clean arse.
Because guaranteed. First of all, Trump definitely wears white jocks, and he definitely mists.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
A man who drinks nothing but Diet Coke and eats McDonald's at that age,
I'd say.
A brown mist always on the back of
on your house.
And I'd say that's the only thing that happens. I say he hasn't done a solid shit in 30 years.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't even shit. All of his poo comes out in the form.
At this point, it's coming out of the pores. Like, that's how badly he's fucked up this system with his diet.
Well, now he can't change like it because it's in perfect balance.
Yeah.
It's just one Trump-like noise. It's like,
And you know, he said, I was talking to Robert Kennedy. I was talking to him, and he said, if you eat even one vegetable, Mr. President, even one vegetable is going to throw this whole system off. Mr. President, I would actually recommend you avoid.
You know, my father and uncle ate vegetables, and look what happened to them.
Oh, man. I tell you, that's what they've done. And I think we solved Israel just there. And we figured
out part of it.
They just want clean fucking laundry. And they're not clearly getting the job done over there. And I think a lot of the anger and a lot of the settlements are just as a result of just like, I bet the West Bank will get our shirts clean, you know, White House level clean.
That's what they're looking for.
That's what the Camp David Accords were. And that's why nothing has worked. That's why nothing you give them is enough. And it's because it's not about that.
It's about the laundry.
It's about the fucking laundry. And he's every time that the Netanyahu's go to the White House, like, you know, this would be easier if we could set up some sort of service over in Israel that we didn't have to keep coming up with reasons to come over here to bring all this laundry. Because at this point, there's no way it's only theirs as well.
Oh, yeah, they're getting all their friends involved. Like, yeah. it's the Netanyahu family that's getting it cleaned in the White House.
Definitely. He's like,
he's dishing out like those famous Tom Cruise cakes at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I've got you a very clean shirt. Oh, thank you, BB. Thank you, BB.
I've got the fucking goods here, you know.
BB, you're so good to me, BB.
Yeah. He's got a I believe a harem or something there. That is implying nice. That he's
a coterie.
There you go. Coterie is a much better word. Fun to say, even more fun to be a part of.
Yeah.
See, it's the final countdown. You've probably been missing us for the last couple of weeks, but we had to prepare this episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have to wait for enough to happen.
Number...
I don't know. We left 420 go by with like nothing. We didn't do anything. Yeah. And now we're at like 440 something. And the next hilarious number isn't until 690. So I don't know what to...
What does that mean? Like 1069s in a row?
1069s in a fucking row, man. To the point that you're like, I didn't like the first one of these, to be honest.
It sounds like a fun afternoon.
This is the most overrated sexual thing ever. It doesn't feel any better than doing it the normal way around.
Just take turns.
If anything, the turns is fucking better. But that's our problem. That's our cross to bear. That's our West Bank. That's our Gaza Strip. That is our, frankly, poorly laundered shirts that we're getting out of our local dry cleaner.
Well, when you line them up, the problems on each side don't really equate. On the one hand, millions of deaths. On the other, some poorly laundered shirts. I'm starting to think that Israel might not be the good guys in this whole thing.
But every time I start to think that, there are helpful celebrities to tell me why I'm incorrect. And why actually, you know, even though I just spent the last all of my career saying I was a free speech guy, actually, on this occasion, me first. That's an excellent Jordan Peterson impression.
Yeah.
He probably thought he was in the room.
It's better than most. It really is.
Because most have never tried.
No. It's certainly better than listening to him. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But we have not taken a position on the Middle Eastern conflict, nor will we. Other than to say to just, bro, get Barry Scott over there and give it a fucking go, man.
Yeah, we've tried nothing else.
They've been hinting at a lot of stuff, and I think is he still the guy? Is Barry Scott still slanging Silipang?
Hell, is he still slanging bang?
Yeah,
he either died tragically.
A bunch of those guys did. I know Billy Mays died. I think the ShamWow guy died.
Barry Scott, recording artist. He died in 2020.
That's a short.
No,
life.
That's a recording artist called Barry Scott.
Sorry, but when you look up Barry Scott recording artist, Barry Scott Silipang comes up. And like all the photos.
Guys, it's not his real name.
What's the point of it then?
At least make it something to do with the product. Like call him Barry Bang. Poor name. Sorry. No, never mind.
Yeah, you've had your problem. Call him Clit Barry. No, wait, poor name.
No, hang on a second. I see why they've gone with Barry Scott here now that you said. But he just showed up in the ads one day and he would go, "Hi, I'm Barry Scott and I'm here to tell you about Silip Bang." And the implication always sort of was that I was supposed to know who he was from something else.
Yeah.
But I think the Silip Bang people were just banking on me assuming that and just were like, why get a washed up 80s guy? Let's just get a guy. And fucking insinuate that that's what he is. Because yeah, Barry Scott being a recording artist would explain that.
Yeah, like, it would.
Was he
played by Neil Burgess. Okay, Neil Burgess.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, man. I'm on his LinkedIn and there's not much doings.
Neil Burgess is no worse of a name. Why can't he just be Neil Burgess?
I'm Neil Burgess. 58 connections. Will I connect with him?
Yeah, I was going to add Barry Scott, Silipang's Barry Scott's Neil story.
Start endorsing him for things like cleanliness.
Guys, help me craft this. How do I get him to accept? Write with AI? Oh, yes, please. Let's see what AI comes up with.
Given that, as far as I can tell, he is AI. So, yeah, he was written with AI himself. Their own will recognize their own.
Introduce yourself.
This will be second to solving the Middle Eastern conflict if we can get connected with Barry Scott. I'd fucking give a million dead Gazans for a connection with Barry Scott, to be honest with you. And fuck Gaza anyway. All he wanted to do was get Raoul Moat a few cans and a rotisserie chip. I think I mixed
that was Gaza. You're thinking of Gaza. Yeah.
We're talking about Gaza, but you're thinking of Gaza.
And there's nothing more likely to result in just some like unnecessary juicy drippiness on your shirt than a fucking rotisserie chicken out of Tesco's. So I can see why Netanyahu doesn't like him.
Wait, Neil, how active is he? Okay, let's
Well, he's got those power activated crystals that are in the powder, and so they're active, you know.
5 months ago. So he's self-employed.
That's good. Does he own
Silipang's Barry Scott?
Jesus Christ.
God, that's tough. That's tough going.
Fantastic stuff. I hope this is actually him. Because if it's not.
Probably not. It's probably just some
guy who's like, Barry Scott from Silipang doesn't have a LinkedIn, so let's just add one and see what happens.
Yeah, if you get a phone call from him now saying that he's happy to accept your connection, but that he's actually lost his passport and wallet in London and he needs you to send him some money, then you'll know it's the real him. That seems like something he'd really do.
Yeah.
That would be one of the... I don't know if it's... That's probably less... unexplained. But when like every couple of months a story will come out, like it's like fake David Beckham tricks pensioners out of their money. Like, okay, well, I mean, how someone was getting their fucking money anyway. I don't think they were keeping it,
There's one on, there's one on RTE at the moment, which is someone was having a romantic relationship with a fake Chris Martin and end up giving him all the money. It's like, I mean, like the story is really sad, and
Oh,
like
it is.
she's very like good for like speaking about it, and like maybe this will prevent others, but like, God, I don't know if I'd be broadcasting that. Like, I gave all my money to Chris Martin because I thought he wanted to bang me. Like, I don't know. That's just me. If I got
Even
scammed, I would keep it pretty
if that was
fucking
the
quiet.
truth, even if that was the truth, I'd keep it quiet, Gavin.
Yeah, doesn't that sound like one of
I think
those?
she wasn't scammed at all. I think she was rattling Chris Martin and she needed an out.
Yeah. Chris is like, can you need to take the heat for this one. I'll give you whatever it takes.
Chris, do you realize how stupid I'm going to look on television if I do this? Oh, I know, but I never meant to cause you trouble. No, I never meant to. You see, that's one of their songs.
I think that's a isn't that a Prince song?
No, it's Coldplay. Trouble by
Ah, God, wait,
Coldplay.
Coldplay are way better than I remember.
Coldplay are like Coldplay only got hilarious like after bass. It's like U2. Like people think U2 are shit, and like there is like a
There
load
is,
of U.
yeah, late
U2
U2
are,
are pretty shit,
yeah,
but like
but
80s U2 fucking kick ass, and like the
yeah.
first few albums of Coldplay fucking kick ass.
Yeah,
Like,
they absolutely do, and like they became another thing, which
yeah,
that's.
you look through the like Mercury Prize winners, and it's like, what are Coldplay doing there? And you're like, oh yeah, Coldplay were a
Oh yeah,
serious band for ages.
Coldplay were class. I remember liking Coldplay quite a lot, and having that not be like a thing that people went, "Eh,"
Yeah.
it is an annoying reaction for anyone to have if you like a band anyway. But like, particularly when it's one, it's like, yeah, a lot of people fucking like Coldplay, dude. What do you,
Yeah.
Like
You try
it,
getting tickets to their show in Crow Park.
yeah. Although there's an annoying thing that's happening now, because like. Yes, it was bonkers to specifically hate Nickelback, right? They were no worse than a number of bands who were about in that era. You could have picked any of them. People hated it, decided Nickelback was going to be the memed band,
The one,
the
yeah.
one. But a very annoying thing is happening now, where it's like, oh yeah, not only was there no reason to hate them, they were actually brilliant. Stop it
Both
now.
wrong.
No,
Both
you're
wrong.
both wrong.
That's right. That is incorrect.
You've gone around a little bit
Like,
further the
okay,
bend
sorry.
than,
Let's
It's
Iron Man this
horseshoe,
argument. Let's Iron Man
Kitty.
this argument. Do they have a couple of great songs? Like, yeah. A Hero Will Save Us. Yes, he will.
Fucking
And that
slaps.
hero might have been Nickelback if not for all their other songs.
Yeah. They have some very cringy numbers, but none of the hits actually particularly are.
Like they have some cringy numbers, but like which earnest kind of rock band of that era does not? Like they all thought they were saving, like saving world hunger. Like there's
So look, yeah, it's one of those. It's just like, yeah, they're not obviously there was no reason for them to be like universally loathed, but you're pushing it to say they were like geniuses. Stop it.
yeah, yes.
Stop it. That happened with Kim Kardashian too, because like the perception was, okay, well, she's stupid.
Yeah.
How is this? And but like anyone with a brain who was watching the things she was achieving could say, okay, I grant you that she's trying to appear that way, but she clearly couldn't
She's
be
clearly
stupid.
not stupid.
She
Yeah. Yeah.
clearly not stupid, and anyone paying attention could tell you that.
Yeah.
Stop pretending she's Stephen Hawking. Stop it.
Yeah.
She's very good at like the thing she's very good at, which I suppose you could say too of Hawking. He had some stuff he didn't excel at.
Yeah, he did not.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennis, for one. Fucking
Tennis,
brutal at
monogamy.
tennis. Monogamy.
How shitty must he have been at monogamy as well? Like, how fucking hard was it to stay like true to your wife? You can barely move.
It was obviously if there's anyone in the world who it's so easy for you to do nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like doing anything is hard and you've chosen to do this. Oh no.
Well, he must have been going for it, man, because like how far into being hit on by Hawking would you be like, oh, he's serious?
Yeah,
I need.
yeah, yeah. Am I picking up a vibe here? Yes.
Yeah. You'd be like, for weeks, you'd be like hanging out with Hawking today. You fucking believe it. He did the whole bit where he's coming on to me again. Oh, with the voice modulate, it's so funny. It's so fu and the deadpan, it's unbelievable. He is a funny fucker, man, when the cameras are off. And how long he'd have to be doing that before he'd be like, he's fucking serious.
He's serious. And you know what?
Me
I'm
too. I'm
into
fucking here for it, man. So I don't have a massive amount of respect for people who are philanderers. But I gotta give him a fucking bit of fucking respect here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like he's that dedicated to it. I don't know. You can't even be, can't, I, how angry could the wife even have been?
Yeah.
She'd have been like, oh, what are you gonna do, Stephen? Cheat on me? I figured out universal theory of everything. You don't think I can snatch some strange? Bitch, just watch.
He's got a hotkey for just that. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Few
That,
pints, I'd
that,
say. Few
that.
pints, I'd say. Probably, I'd say. A few pints, I'd. Fionn, get away from Stephen's chair. Few pints, I'd say. What? He's just saying what everyone else is
He
thinking, lads.
actually was pretty funny there. There was one interview like that. It must have been like John Oliver or something, who asked him a lot of really dumb questions, and his comeback, which clearly they had planned, was like, "You know how difficult it is for me to say anything, and you're going to make me say something to
It's good
that." And
cat.
I'm like, "There it is. That's the perfect joke."
That's good, clean fun. And later he railed John Oliver out of it. Old Hawking didn't discriminate.
He did not discriminate.
I mean, would you believe my arsehole was gaping from here to Timbuktu after Stephen Hawking railed me?
From
No, this
sea
is
to
not.
shining me.
Is it the best John Oliver impression you've heard? Don't answer that. Yes, it is, because it's the only
Is because
true
no one
one.
else does them.
No, the only one doing John Oliver is sadly no longer with us. Stephen Hawking, raging philanderer. How's that wine, Gavin? What sort of? We have a drink. That's the one drink that's been
We
drank.
do have a drink. We've got Arioja.
Oh, okay,
And it's
Spanish.
pretty freaking nice. Like, I tell you what, nothing I love more than a red wine.
Nah, little cheeky Rioja on a Tuesday evening. I
Love a
mean,
Tuesday.
what is the fucking point in being middle class if you can't enjoy that?
Exactly.
Honestly.
Thank you very much. That's
Yeah.
why I do it. That's why I
Yes.
go in
Why
and
are you
out of a
working so
cushy
hard?
tech job every
Yeah.
day. You know? I ain't got kids to feed. I've
Yeah,
got
nope.
Rioja producers to
To
support.
support, yeah. I mean, it's the fucking. That's what it's
I
all
got
about.
kids to support. Rioja, Barolo, Matera,
That
you know?
it needs a new pair of Rioja flavored shoes.
That's a really good post, Bob. Yeah, I got kids to support. Diageo.
Diageo, AB InBev.
And such and such.
And such
And
and such.
such and such. Little
Whatever
Johnny.
shite. Whatever shite Pernod Ricard is limping to the barn with. You know, I'll drink it anyway. Is it the
Oh.
official wine of Arsenal Football Club? I'll drink it.
Oh, they don't. Do they have an official
Oh,
wine?
fuck yeah, they do. It's Casiero del Diablo, I think, is the official wine of Arsenal Football Club.
I think I
Well,
don't
no, it
definitely
was the
know.
official wine of Man United, as we've all seen the ad.
Oh well, then I guess it's probably I probably not that then.
A new devil has appeared. Sorry, you've
Yeah.
definitely seen this. It's been on second captain so many times.
I'm more of an off the ball man, tell you the truth.
No? All
Yeah,
right.
that's a big minority. That's a big Nickelback. If you're into off the ball as opposed to second captains, but they are
Yeah.
cool. I just like Jer Gilroy's terrible hair and earring. And you can't make me prefer Ken Early's terrible hair and earring over it. I'm just not going to. I made a choice back in the early 2000s and I'm fucking still here. Are you looking something up there, or are we having a silence?
No, I'm sorry. Can you not see me? Anyway,
send it on at some point. We'll discuss it next week.
It's quite a watch.
It's about time we got something in the agenda. So this is good.
I bet you Wrexham have a wine partner. Because
I'd say Humphrey Kerr is like he's like Goldman Sachs. He's the vampire squid hunting out for any level of profitability.
So I've seen this name crop up a couple of times. Is that Humphrey Kerr from Penny Dreadfuls?
It is.
Yes.
Fucking no way. I mean, it's an unusual enough name. So I was like, I guess it probably is, but
yeah. So he was working as a writer on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Mythic Quest as well, I think. And then introduced Rob McElhenney to football and like said, you should buy a football club. And he bought it. And now is he the executive chairman or like head of football?
No, he's the head of football operations or something like that. He's like translator. Is seemingly his role.
So he still writes and stuff like that, but I think his main gig now is like in Wrexham.
Football
being
club
kind of go between like Ryan Reynolds and Wrexham.
What an interesting career trajectory.
Yeah.
From like fella that we met.
Yes. Gigantic fairness, fella that we met.
Yeah, he's fucking enormous, isn't he?
In fairness, I'd say if you were to really talk up like the interesting people that you met in the like in and around Edinburgh's, like even if you stop at Bo Burnham and Humphrey Kerr, you're doing pretty good.
Exactly.
None of them quite top.
Paul Robinson.
Paul Robinson is the goat. He did see at least half of our show and then leave without telling his girlfriend that's what he was doing, and then she left afterwards.
Sorry, the further we get away from that, the funnier it gets, because the more obscure Paul Robinson becomes as a person. It's like the idea that any footballer who's not like of the top tier who played football in the 90s. Instantly hilarious.
Yeah.
Mention Frank Despria and I'll lose it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Norm from Cheers, who didn't want to be bothered by us, who was clearly very bothered that we weren't bothering him.
Yeah. Please, guys, don't go up to Norm from Cheers. We weren't going to.
No one here was going to do that. We're sitting with like Dead Cat Bounce, who in our minds is like, we're with like the biggest celebrities in the world at the moment. What the fuck do we want to see fucking Norm from Cheers? And like you couldn't have been less bothered by anyone, and eventually he's like, I better go up and tell these guys not to bother Norm. Seriously, no,
if
no
it was,
people,
if it was Norm McDonald, different story.
I probably wouldn't have been able to stop myself from pestering Norm McDonald, even though that would have also been a terrible idea. I would have probably had that really annoying, like, I'm a comedian too, Norm.
Yeah, yeah. Any advice? Yeah. Are you funny?
Do that. Just do that again. Yeah. I advise you to shut up. You're crap. Like, oh, they're singers, you know?
Yeah. They're only seeing the hits.
Yeah. I advise you to go familiar. Away. I'm actually not finished speaking, but I have to finish speaking. So I'm going to not be in this episode now anymore because Michelle's come in. She wants her dinner and I have not yet cooked it for her. So.
And daddy got to cook it for her.
Oh, we're talking about literal,
a literal dinner.
Okay. Yeah, that as well, baby.
Weird.
Do you want me to review this?
Please do. I'm very excited to hear that. Yeah.
10. Fucking hell.
It's good that the first beer that we reviewed in about a year on this show was a Rioja getting a 10.
Yeah.
And which Tesco did you get it from?
Right there, John, a single tear runs down John Duffy's face.
Yeah. He's like Rutger Hauer at the end of Blade Runner. Does that reference stand up? I only think it does.
It does. Yeah. Everyone got it.
Yeah. Good. All right. I live here, so I won't actually be going anywhere, but you don't have to talk to me anymore.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
And cut!
Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.